Wessex Suffolk, packet Yud. Okay, so today's shiur is about using Maisik Safim for different financial expenses that a parent needs to raise their children. You know, a lot of things to the finest bono benosof haktan. So what is the I mean, for some people, they could give all their mice some money for that, and then it'd be, you know, nothing left. So what is the story? So this is a whole discussion of the poskim. So let's learn the Indian. The Parsik says in Tehillim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Otzet Tzedakah B'chol Eis. So what does this mean, Otzet Tzedakah B'chol Eis? So take a look on page 3 in the Gemara Ksubas on Daf Nun. Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Otzet Tzedakah B'chol Eis. V'chi Efshar Latzot Tzedakah B'chol Eis. What do you mean, you're always doing Tzedakah? Dasha Rabbi Seinu Shabbi Yavne V'amalei Rabbi Lezer Zehazon Banav U'mnosok Shem Ketanim. That if you lefarnes, you support, you give food to your children when the ketanim, so that's included in tzedakah. That's included in tzedakah. Lefarnes, and the simple pshat would be that perhaps one could even use ma'isik safim for that because it's. It's before it's not a police. And in fact, the Gemara Ksubas and Mam Tessam Beis on page 2 says, Amar Rabbi Ilar, Amar Rabbi Shlokish, Meshum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Hanina, Ve'usha Hiskinu She Adam Zon Es Bono Ves Bono Venosov Kshin Ketan. That is a takana that you should mefarnes Banav Ubnosov Kshenk Tanim. So, what exactly is this takana and when does it apply? So let's take a look in another Gemara. You have to put all the Gemaras together. And on page 4, on Samachayim and Beis, the Gemara says, Darshab Ula Rabba Apischa Debe Messiah, Apopisha Obru Ein Adam. Zonas Benosov Benosov Shem Tanim means that even though it's not a chiyuv to support your children when they're ktanim, aval zon ktanik tanim, but you have to support the real little children. Ad kama ad ben shesh. So there's a chiyuv to support your children until the age of 6. After that, the chiv doesn't exist anymore. And so if the chiv doesn't exist anymore, so then, Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the other Gemara of Osef Tzedakah B'chol Eis, that if you're continuing to support them, even afterwards, so then, which is not a chiyuv, so then that would be tzedakah. So the chiyuv is ad ben sheish, and the tzedakah is even afterwards. And that's the takana husha, that they made a takana, that you should support your kids even afterwards. But that wasn't the Kiev. So there is this distinction between Sheish, until Sheish, and after Sheish. So one question we have to ask, so could this fit into the Inyan of Maisik Safim, namely that since you're Mechuyev to do it until 6, so that you can't take from Maisik because that's a Chov, and after 6 is not a Chov anymore, so that's Staka, then you should be able to use it. That's one question. And another question is, does this age of 6 really make sense, Bizman Azeh? Like, I mean, there's a difference, al pi halacha, between your 6-year-old and your 7-year-old. What, the 7-year-old, he's ready to go out and, you know, maybe, but maybe not, you know. So this distinction between, you know, before 6, after 6, how does that work in with our life today? And yeah.
So that's not, I mean, that's after the
Tanik Tanim.
So Tanik Tanim, that's the same also, that's in the right, that's in the Ramana.
That we'll see. That's a chova of sorts.
So these are two different things, Ramana.
Right.
One was the Takana that was made against the Forusha, and one was made
against. Right. Oh, so let us see now in Shulchan Aruch how this fits out, how this plays out. So if you look on page 5, so there is a discussion here both in the Shach and in the Taz. So he says, and let's look at the Shach first. On Sifchat and Gimel. So it says, the Chuvus Maram, Maram in Rutenberg, Fus Prag, Chasufaze Masros of Laniim, Sarachlom and Labonov, Hagdolim, She'enu Chayim with Tapil Behem. Mutter, that if you want to give to your Meister money to your sons when it's an age that you're not mechuyev anymore, then that's okay. You could use that because you're not mechuyev anymore. But since you're not mechuyev anymore, so then that's not a chova. So then you're not parei chova. So then once you're above that age that there's a chova, so, I mean, certainly when they're no longer ktanim, there's no, I mean, after ktanik tanim is a real chova, then there could be another chova by ktanim, but then certainly when they gedolim, you know, then so which is very, could be very relevant, because even 13-year-olds are not ready to go off on their own, and parents are obviously supporting them, you know, for a nice amount even after that. So Mamela, that could come from Meiser Zof. That's what Jacques says. The Taz seems to argue with this. Let's look at the Taz. It says like this. Right, you never want Aniyim, right? That's on the Mariel, that you're supposed to give it to Aniyim. Kosher came from Ben Misim, the Usher. He can't pay taxes with the stock of Havagav Disa Parakam and Devasar, Safil Masha, Umas Ha'olam. Not only Bezroa, whereas what the Umas, what the Goyim are forcing us to give is called Stokka. In other words, they're enforcing certain obligations on us. So, like Mark says in Baba Basra, that's called stucca. But still, you can't use stucca money for that. Because, in other words, but his point is, not everything that's called stucca in Shas is really stucca. Stucca can mean, it's a nice thing, you're helping out, but it's not necessarily, the word stucca is a very loose term. So he's saying, the Gemara says, whatever we have to pay the government against our will is called stucca, but yet on the other hand, it's still called porei chova menat stucca if you'll pay with meiser money, because that's not real stucca. Then he brings a proof. He says, teda, tagam masha adam zan banav haktanim, I'm reading Perek Merash and Fraz, the Halim Chal also it's Taka. If you're Zan, you're a son above six. The Gemara says that's also Tzedakah B'chol Eis. So that's Tzedakah. No. Then he writes a comment. He says, it can't be the Taz that you're going to take my six suffer money and use it for your son's tuition or your son's clothing and grocery bills. So even though it's Beferish in the Gemara, also Tzedakah B'chol Eis. Right? It's not. It's stucker. It's called stucker. Means that's. It's a. You know. It's like in this day and age, anything that's good, people say, "Oh, it's a mitzvah." How do you know it's a mitzvah? Well, a mitzvah. Everyone uses the word, "Oh, it's a mitzvah." Oh, you did a mitzvah. Okay, certain things are, but in other words, we use it very loose. Ah, it's a mitzvah. What mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. So, stalker. But he's saying that just because even the Shas it's called stalker, doesn't mean that it's really stalker. So therefore, he says that you cannot, therefore, use your Maisik stalker money, Maisik suffer money, to pay for your kids' needs, even when it's above the Tanik Tanim zone. In contrast to the Shach, where he uses that Gemara, stocker meaning stocker. So therefore, when you no longer have chiyuv, then it's you do get stocker, then you could pay. Yeah. So the Shach is calling about gedolim, but he's right. No, but he's saying. He means Gedolim, he means that they're no longer in the category of that you're Mechuyev. And the Taz is talking about where you still. Right, so the Taz is saying, no, but the Taz is saying even if you don't have a Chiyev. One second. So, take a look for 1 second before you make the comment. In the Or Chaim HaKadosh here, in the Rishon LeZion here on page 6 and 7. Yeah, one second. Let's see what he says. Look on page 6 first. That's the Taz. That's the Taz. And the Taz is that's the Taz. So he says, Divrei Rav Tmuin Be'inai Biyosya. He designed out of Mukmila Rashim Ran, and also one of those of Gedolim, Shein Chayim Vinozonoseim. Klomar, what does Gedolim mean? Shehem Yoser al Shei Shonim. The Il Chusibi Ben Shei Chayim Vinozosim. So when we say one of Gedolim means that they're above six, which above six they don't have a Chiv anymore. So then, the Taz claims that even though the Gemara calls that tzedakah, that's not real tzedakah, and you can't use it. Whereas, and the Shach says that. That once it's no longer the Iker Chov of Tanik Tanim, So that's already called Gedolim. And then there's no Chiev, so it's Staka. So then you could use... So he argues with the Taz, the Archaim HaKadosh. He argues with the Taz. And that's what he says on the bottom. Vicky Yosef Heli Machlokas Ataz Rabbeinu Im Yochol Likach Mikaspe Maise Banav Shem Yosef Mikil Sheishon. You see, and the Taz says that you cannot. And the Rechaim HaKadosh, as pointed out the Shach, seemingly says that you can, because it's no longer. And the Shevet HaLevi in the bottom of page 7, which says, Shush Shevet HaLevi, Kosev, Etzim Pluktos HaTaz Vashach, Habe Notim Ludas HaTaz, Vyesh Tovim Kashach. So the Machlokas, in other words, and basically the Machlokas is, by the fact that the Gemara calls it Staka, does that mean that it's real Staka, or just it means it's a nice thing? So if it's Mamish Staka, like the Shach learns, like the Archaim HaKadosh learns, so then it's not a Chova. It's a Staka. So then you could use the money from Isaac Safin. And the Taz says no, just because it's staka, it's still it's not staka in the sense of real staka, and it's just a nice thing. Like Berusha Iskina, you should do it, but it's not real staka. So it comes out a machlokes haposkim whether once the technical obligation of past age 6 comes in, could you now say anything I give is charity that I'm giving to my child, and therefore I could use my siksofim? That's the Archaim HaKadosh's shita, that's the Shach shita, in contrast to the Taz, where no, it's stuck in the terms that it's a good thing to do, it's a proper thing, maybe it's even a takana to do, but it's not stuck in terms of real staka, and therefore you can't give it to you might accept him for your child's tuition and your child's let's talk about it, for your food and clothes or whatever, things like that. Right. So you could say
maybe you could say the logic is that once they leave the Takanas Usha, did the Takanas Usha basically
give it a
stop? I mean, did the Takanas Usha basically make it that you can't use vice anymore? Or no, it's only just Taka, but the Takanas Usha is what happened.
Yeah, the pot between your eye and the stuff is locked up with Taka.
But then it's still bothersome to understand the concept of that these ages should be the cutoff point today. In other words, how does that apply to our modern society today? Where there's nothing happening between the kids, the 6-year-old and the 8-year-old, and all of a sudden that's a demarcation point, you know, to change. So Moshe Feinstein has a breakthrough chiddush here. And we'll see what this breakthrough chiddush is, based on a Ram. So he says like this. There is a Mishnah, page 17. And this is called by the... And by the way, before we see the round, the Birka Yosef talks about this. And he quotes the Taz, and then he quotes the Or Chaim HaKadosh. On the page 15 in the bottom, he starts off with the Taz, Harav HaTaz in the third line. And then at the end, he says, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, which is Atzal, next page, 16 on top, Kolok Al Rav HaTaz, V'tom Alav, D'vadei Zan Ban of Ketanim, Ben Yosef Al Bnei Shesh, Te'enu Chayev, Stoka Ma'alya. That's called Stoka Ma'alya, and therefore you can give from my successor. Oh. So there's a fascinating sugi here in Ksubas on page 17. Right. I'll just say that.
So maybe.
Yeah, why is it called more blatant? Why are you calling it Chaim HaKadosh? Sfarnim. Old Sfarnim. Okay. The Mishnah says like this. What if a person's wife so for some reason she maybe is they're not necessarily together for some reason, whatever. But he's still supporting her. They're still married. So he has this third party supporting her. So Hamasha es ishto al yidei shlish. So he has to give her a certain amount of meals per week. Lo yifchos lo mishnei kabin chitin o mayba kabin saorim. So she has to give her a certain amount of chitim, sorin, etc. And basically, the Gemara teaches up the following. That means that you have to give her the 6 days of the Yimei HaChol, 2 meals a day, 12 meals. They didn't have the... and on Shabbos, Shalosh Shodas. So 15 meals. And if you hold like Rav Chitka, so the Rav Chitka, you have 4 meals on Shabbos. So that would be 16 meals. But the problem is, the Gemara says, but isn't that Mishnah saying more? So the Gemara says, you're right, there's more. What's the extra? In other words, if this amount is coming out to be more than 16 meals, or 15 meals, so towards the end of the Gemara, the first word in the law is, Yehavi Tzivi, Yehachi Shitzri Havim, Kiman Kerev Chitka, okay. Because if that's the amount of the cheshbon of that amount is 6, okay, we follow up. Then goes on. No, you only need 15. So what's the extra meal? In other words, if the husband wants her to be able to host guests that are going to be with her under his aegis, so then he has to pay for those guests. Orchi and Parchi are the guests. Like the
one portion, one
guest. What?
One guest, one portion.
Yeah. The question is how long. So that's what they point out, and the article points out. The Orchi are the longer guests, the Parchi are the shorter guests. But they're paying extra meals for the guests. Oh. So you see this notion of extra meals for the guests. Oh, so like this. So the Ran says on page 18 here the following. He says that the concept of of mizonos of the children. Fall under the husband's chiyuv to mefarnes his wife. Right, he has to give her mazonos. Now, since in a normally functioning home, everyone's going to be living together, so upon the chiyuv of his of feeding the wife is all her, all the kids. And we'll see. Rav Moshe says, you see, that they're no less than the Orchi Parchi. So he writes here, look, I'll take a look. One second. He says, Alma, second wide line. Mishum ben chayim gufum, okay, mutok lashon, there will be d'chir min d'zan osam k'tanik tanim, davke b'she'imon kayemes. Umidin mizonos imon nagubah.
The wife and another husband?
What?
Is that what the wife and another husband?
No.
That's the only.
Yeah, even say that their kids that they had together. He says, what is a father his chiyuv to? No, we said that there's this chiyuv for for a certain amount of years to farness the kids. So he says it's included. It's included what? Since Shekevan Shehein Negror Machareh, the Efshal Olahamin Atzma Shalot Tozen Osom. But he says, Avam Sheein Iman Kayemis, Eino Chayiv Mizonoseim. So it's included in. So the Mizonos of the children are included, the kids are an extension of the wife. And he has to support the wife means you have to support your wife and your and her and the kids. Well, so that's what the Ran says. So Rav Moshe writes here. He has a whole truth about Maisik Sofim. We're not going to do the whole thing because there are other parts of the truva that we'll see in future shiurim. So take a look on page 20. Says Rav Moshe on page 20, V'inei b'ksuv b'stav samchdal matzin shemchuyv litein le'ishim v'din mizonos chad sudei seirasa ogam tarti tlas la'orchi u'parchi. They have to give extra for the orchi and parchi. Shemchor tamua ha'ein b'chuyv litein la shetchalik l'tztaka. I understand. She wants to bring in guests. So why does it have to come from him? Right? In other words, it's something normal to have guests. So it would be a busha that someone would knock on her door and say, "Oh, you can't come, you can't eat by me." So he says, "V'zeh raya gedola l'haran." So per kafal pi, she kosa b'tam she zon katanik tanim, she wat sheish shonim, she b'she came in hen digror machareah, yi efshar lo l'hamid atzmosh. Right, you can't have a mother who still has the children under her, auspices to tell the mother, oh, you can't, tell the kids that we don't have food for them. I mean, so that's ridiculous. When we didn't bezon shalot nagubah. You can't tell the wife, you have to turn away all guests. No, that's achzorius. So certainly her own kids, you can't tell that, I don't have food for you. V'havu travayu hada orchi uparchi. V'adik tanik tanim mechad taim. So that's what Rav Moshe says. The Orchi and Parchi and the Ktanik Tanim, that you have the real Chiv, is the same Svar. So that's what he says. So then he says, let's skip a little. V'lachein, bottom paragraph. Hey, dear Lenny, as I debor, Shahekhash, Shaim Dor Yahad in Banah, Afshim Yosem Yishesh. Whereas, but if the kids are still living with the mother, or, you know, or in a normal situation, living with the father, everyone's together, and more than six, Beratzon Ha'av, and the Av is, you know, wants that, of course. Af Shehem Gdolim, Kozman Shehem Derech Shabonim Ke'el Yelchu Larviach Lefarnes Atzman. Whereas as long as it's not from the norm that the kids make their own money, you know, the six-year-old and the eight-year-old, in our society, there's no difference. It's, you know, some kids, you know, they like to, sell things on, do things, you know, like to shovel snow. They like to, you know, they like to, some kids, but that's not, you know, that's just a little, you know, okay, pocket money, yeah, right. You know, some kids have more of a, you know, but this, no, they're not making parnasa. They're not making parnasa. The six-year-old is not, and the eight-year-old's also not. So, I'm just saying, to say that there's a chiluk b'zman hazeh between a six-year-old and an eight-year-old is very strange thing to say. So the Mela, he says that he thinks the Ikra did. There's a chiyuv to support the kids who are, you know, still under the parents', rubric. And that's part of Mizonas Ishta. Tilgari mi archi parchi. Same archi who parchi kvut. Page 21. Sha'av kavam etzlaf. Eino yachal omar shetach zaris v'lotitele Mizonas. Therefore he says, hey, merov b'nei odam b'zman hazeh b'frat b'nei seinu sh'adarim kulam yachad. And you see, there it was a different. It wasn't necessarily that, you know, they had a bad marriage. That it was mashra ishto and leishlish. That was just the way married life was. It wasn't the way we live life today. In other words, if you live life today that way, that would be, you know, not normal. They're in a separate, but. It was a different type of thing that we're not part of today. As opposed to what was then, that they weren't darim kulam yachad. And it's not because they were getting divorced or something like that. So chayiv adam the mizonis bar of nosa avdolim tachiy mizonis shalav she yukhafi hadarshaholchem harviach until the age of. That they make, or, you know, they graduate, whatever, they have their degree, they can go and get a job, and then that's when it stops. So that can be yichves, you know, depends what circles you are, but that can be in the 20s, it can be whatever, you use your imaginations when it could be. But certainly not six, and after six, that shouldn't be any cutoff point. So Mamela, so that's a chiv, and Mamela, so therefore you can't use Meiser money to pay for your kids over six. In other words, so this idea that even if you say like the Taz that of course it's, you can't, but he's saying that. He's saying, forget the Taz, forget the Archaim HaKadosh. It's just.
He ends up that
there's a Chova, there's a real Chova. The Taz is saying, maybe it's not a Chova anymore, but you still. Right, so as the Rabbi Alter points out, it ends up the same as the Taz, but Lab Mitameh. Right. Yeah. So what we say? Right. So after she's alive, you're saying that then in the Hanami. After she's not alive anymore, if Chas V'Shalom, her mother passes away, so then there's no Mizonos Isha, obviously. So then this whole thing, maybe you would be able to. Pay from Meiser money, even according to Moshe.
So then you get back into the
Taz. Then you get back, right, into the Taz or Chayim HaKadosh. Yeah, so it's interesting. It's very mistaber, because it's very not mistaber. You know, I mean, Rav Moshe made this interesting thing based on the Ran. The whole, yeah.
You have to say that in their thought,
if
he gets sick, he was thinking about.
Right, you have to say something like that.
Yeah,
there was what was the Mitzias in the Gemara time?
They were saying didn't have their own land. They didn't have a Tzimtzum.
Right, but there must have been something.
Maybe they were. I don't know. What, I mean,
there must have been some type of.
At 6 years old, the kids made their own money.
I mean, there's something that had to be different from before six and after six. That Chazal made this.
Maybe they contributed to the household. The odd jobs they did went to the house.
So they did earn something, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
And that was, I mean, of course, the living wasn't what it is today. Yeah. I don't know, but it has to be something that went on then. So Rav Avadia Yosef, in his tshuva here, he holds that. Yeah. Right. So he quotes Rav Moshe here on the bottom, page 22. That they may ego Rav Moshe Feinstein, the hell of his one of Daniel from the finest one of them don't you see Michel Shon and Mimos Meiser, if he much cause of Iran. That's how he was on the bottom of Kana Puff of Mishesh, renamed Gorg Makar Aim. Right? So he calls her Moshe. And he says it should be up to the time, the Choldor Vador, whatever the Gilas is to start earning a living. And so then he says, but there's a rush. He says the rush, rivash, chivu mazonas libno miknuya. He quotes the early shonim that say like that you're chayiv. Even from a son that you had with a woman you're not married to. So there's no key of his onus there. It's not your wife. Yeah, that's the next one. He says, Asmak Sham Shechivim is onus for Ben Grusha. It's really the local around. So he says, there are others that hold not like the Ram. I know the Shud Yehuda Yala, say, Fakhid of Kista. And we'll see him. He's for time. So he has all these Rishonim that he's quoted that seemingly don't work with this Cheshbon. So therefore, Atar Eitzel Adas. On page 23, the third line in the bottom. Kama kulu pshuriyish b'das haran eichet shon lismuch al pilpul kazeh l'chayev. So he said, it's a pilpul, you know. L'chay gamli nimaik seksafim l'adol p'chidish kazeh. The tzare v'gizvein lan adon alo g'vidirim maram Rutenberg v'ashach v'shar achronim sheithiru l'farnis v'os maik seh zbonim v'gnos v'gdolim yosher sheishan. See, he quotes the shach. So he doesn't. So basically, he's saying that we keep the shear of Chazal. It's a typical machlokes of them, because Reb Moshe a lot of times works with svaras that to make things, you know. Reb Avad Yosef works more with Oshtate, and then, you know, mess with the svaras, and then comes up with this conclusion that, yeah, this, the same halakha of 86 applies even Bezman Hazeh. And therefore, after that is stuck. And then, if you hold like the Shach and the Archaim HaKadosh, that's stuck. And then anything above that age will come from Isaac Safin. And that's it. I think it's very mistaber to say what Reb Moshe is saying. That. That six, you know, six is what? Some halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. I have six. You know, there must have been, like every time we said, a difference in the societal norm of what happens to a six-year-old or not.
But you mean to say kaktiktum?
Kaktiktum.
So you're right, but
I have trouble accepting that even in their society that at age six, like people announce kids announce. I mean, a girl. I mean, anything she ends up to a father anyway at that age.
Why
would you say she's
aborted? Right.
Of course, maybe that's
a rule of aborted. Right. A girl, you know, those days was a big problem when you had a girl. Yeah. That's why the pashtus is, you know, when a boy is born, you make hatov and a meitiv. When a girl is born, what do? So we say Shechiyana, but so everybody points out that's not really the halacha. The real halacha is a boy is hatovah meitiv, and a girl, you don't make anything. It's just the Mr. Brewer posts his prima donna, maybe we can dray that it's like a chavra that you never saw. That's like, you know, but that's not really the why. Because when a girl was born, the way pashtus is, that was a liability. She didn't work, and she was an expense. So that was, so people, it wasn't a happy. It was, yeah, they weren't happy. But a boy's born, huh? A boy's born. And then he's gonna contribute to the all haparnasa. So, and the girl, so we make hatova meitiv because everyone's happy. And the girl, no one's, so the Mr. Brewer did this thing to, which is good for this generation because people won't be able to accept that. So if you tell, oh, a boy is this bracha, a girl is that bracha, so then no one will have a time. But like Rav Avadi holds, that's really not the real halacha. The real halacha is a boy you make and a girl you don't make.
You know that
the
CS maybe changed a lot.
Yeah, now the girls maybe can make even more, you know. In certain communities, they're the ones that are the breadwinners.
They don't say that changed.
Captive. Right, we don't say Lagabe, we're not going to make that over my mate team.
And then nothing.
We're not going to switch it, right. Kaktiknum. So I'm sure there's, I don't know if there are any feminists that have said that we should. Because they probably don't even know. Because they think, you know, you tell them a boy, I tell them a girl, Shachiano, they won't say anything. But they don't understand what that the Shachiano is really. You know, it's just like, you know. Yeah.
Would Moshe Ravadi hold differently about like kids who like is still supported by his parents but need some money? Would there be a difference with him giving my some money? Meaning after six, maybe Ravadi would say he should be giving a little bit of my some money himself, even though he's been supported, or would be no difference?
Whether he has a kid.
Yeah.
If he's apparently even the money he's making is not going to be enough. You know. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva, but that tshuva that I put in here is just a general tshuva. You can think a little bit. The different sheet is what we've covered already. Lagabe, Meiser, Safin, whether it's, you know, he goes through the Bach and the Taz and the, you know, the different sheet is where the Zechiyah Darai, Zechiyah Darabon, you know, the different things. But the main thing that I wanted to show you today was this discussion of the different Gemaras, and then and the Shach and the Taz and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and then Rav Moshe and Rav Avadi Yosef, and how that all fits together. So that's it's a fascinating machlokas. Stam in, you know, Pesach Halacha, how you, you know, it's a whole different, you know, approach, you know. So do we say Kach Tiknu, or do we say, you know, we have more, See, that's why you need someone like Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe could say new things, and, you know, but you're still more choshed that he's, you know, being influenced by the, you know, that's what Rav Shach always cares, that people who say Rav Moshe, you know, you're being influenced. He says, I never looked at a secular book in my life. What are you saying? I'm influenced by the outside world, you know, so, you know, so you need someone of that stature, and, you know. That we're not choshed. He was very aware of the world, but he wasn't. He didn't have let the non-Jewish values and the non-Jewish things influence how he's going to approach. You know, whereas in some other situations, you can have people that were influenced, and then there's the question whether that's being influenced. You know, in the world we live in today, where the you know, the feminism is so great and things like that, and you have to have someone who's paskening shilas on these topics that is totally not influenced by anything and understands what the Torah's view is on all these different topics. So this is a very fascinating machlokes and fascinating discussion.
I bring up, you know, the wife's salary. If she used her salary in retiring the family, the kids.
Right.
Because she's not, you know, it's his fee to support her.
Right.
It's not her
fee to support her.
But right. She makes all, she is the CEO. She makes all
the money.
So that's the question.
Okay, very good. Bezer Shem will continue tomorrow.
Thank you.